News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
David Kenny, Assistant Professor of Constitutional Law at Trinity College Dublin, joins us on the line to, I suppose, explain the details of this. David, you're very welcome to the programme. I mentioned very briefly there, look, 95, divorce became legal in Ireland and certain restrictions were put in place. You might just explain in more detail what the restrictions are and how they exist within the Constitution versus legislation.
Sure. So having previously failed in a referendum to remove the constitutional prohibition on divorce in 1985, the 1995 proposal had a very restrictive set of criteria for obtaining a divorce, which are actually in the Constitution and so can't be changed by law. So you have to, as you mentioned, live separate and apart for four of the previous 5 years. The court has to be satisfied there's no prospect of reconciliation between the spouses, and you also have to have what's called proper provision, which means that financially children of the marriage and the partners of the marriage have to be provided for in a manner that the court satisfied will leave them in a manner that was financially similar, at least to the position they had during the marriage. And so those are the requirements, and with those in place, the referendum in 1995 passed by this fractional margin, the 0.3% of people voting more in favour, and it passed. And that means that if we want to make any change to the divorce regime in respect of those three requirements, we have to change the Constitution. So if we want to reduce the time, we would have to make an amendment. If we wanted to alter the situation on proper provision, we would have to make an amendment as well. And what that proper provision clause essentially requires is that there's no sort of clean break divorce, even if people have lots of money. There's always a possibility that people can come back and sort of claim more. You can't make a final settlement in a divorce. And it also means that things like prenuptial agreements, which sort of would regulate your financial situation for the end of a marriage before you enter it, those are not really things that are possible in Ireland. So that sort of controls the Constitution puts on divorce. And those are things that we really can't change in law. If we want to change those, we have to have a referendum. We have to have an amendment.
And if it were to be taken out, completely taken out of the Constitution and just left up to legislatures, from your point of view, are there any kind of consequences that maybe aren't obvious?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is fairly straightforward insofar as it would put the power to determine the time limit that people might have to live separately for. That would be entirely for the legislature to decide. I think that the non-obvious consequence, which people, you know, should consider, is the fact that it would change the nature of marriage that currently is in Ireland, which is that it's a very sticky institution, if you want. It's very difficult to end a marriage in a way that gives you no subsequent burdens or relationship with the other person, because the other person is always entitled to come back to court and say, I no longer have sort of proper provision here financially. I need further financial support and so on, even if sort of very good supports were put in place. And so what it would do is it would potentially allow the legislature to decide whether or not that should be the case. Should there be sort of constant recourse to the former marriage to say, you know, I need more financial support here? Or should it be possible for, in certain circumstances at least, for people to have a situation where they can say that marriage is now entirely behind me? I think it's fair to say under our current constitutional arrangement, that's not possible.
Yeah,
the government, I believe, hasn't decided if it's going to change just the time limit or if it might consider putting it entirely to the legislature. And that's going to be very interesting to see what they decide.
Yeah, the issue of, I suppose, that the clean cut divorce or the clean break divorce, should I say, is I suppose, connected but separate from the time limit. But if I look at that for a moment, like in practice, how often is that happening, that there is a dissolution of a marriage, there is divorce, and that 1, 5, 10 years later, that the spouses, the former spouses, are now back in court with new claims for provision?
Yeah, it's very difficult to say because there's not very good reporting sometimes on family law matters, and it can be hard to get good information. But I believe sort of anecdotally it does happen that there is situations where partners, for whatever reason, their financial circumstances change and so on, and they do return to court. Also, you would hear of cases, again, this is entirely anecdotal, there isn't always good data on this, but there's cases that you do hear about where that seems to cause people some stress and some strain, that the fact that you can sort of have recourse to court, and the fact that in many ways the marriage, even when it's over, you know, mightn't be entirely over, or might come back in a legal sense to have further consequences. So I think that is something that people talk about as a source of some potential unfairness for some people. Others would say, on the other hand, that if you were married to someone, you do have a responsibility to make sure they're financially provided for in an ongoing sense. If you were, let's say, the breadwinner and the marriage is ending, then it might be appropriate that the other person can always sort of come back and ask for that settlement to be reopened. So really it's a matter of where people think the fairness lies in that balance.
All right.
That's something the legislature could decide either way if it was given the power in a referendum.
All right. On that note, David Kenny, Assistant Professor of Constitutional Law at Trinity College Dublin. David, thanks a million for speaking to us.